Looking at the game, we knew going into the game, you know, playing against this offense, they were an explosive offense. You know, Stafford, I think, is off to a very good year. You know, I mean, he's been around. He's a good decision maker, and he's got some weapons around him that concern you in terms of the one-on-one matchups. You know, I felt the positives, you know, coming out of the game was for the third week in a row, you know, our run defense did an outstanding job. I think in the first series, four out of their first five runs were negative plays. And, you know, that's something that we have to keep going because it's a good starting point. It's something that, you know, we've placed a lot of emphasis on, and the guys have really responded. You know, I thought our pressure, you know, we rushed four quite a bit in the game. You know, we'd seen people have or Detroit have success on people that pressured them a lot, you know, with big plays. You know, coming away with three sacks, you know, so it's the third week in a row that we've had three or more sacks. You know, I thought Demaryius Randall's interception was a big play in the first half, you know, really changed some momentum at that time, giving the ball the offense, you know, down the 25-yard line. They turned that into a field goal. And I like the way our goal line defense played. I thought Mike Daniels had an outstanding play, you know, where he knocked the lineman back and actually used up three blockers and made the tackle on that play. And it gave us a chance. We didn't they converted on fourth down, but it gave us a chance, you know, to keep them out when they were down in there, you know, with the ball. It would have been nice to have a goal line stand there and have them come away with no points at that point in time. The things we've got to improve on was actually the first half was going about the way I'd hoped in terms of we had a great opportunity to go in the locker room, giving up 3 points. And even though they'd moved the ball some on us, and probably the biggest culprit the whole day for us was third down. You know, the first two games we'd been very good, you know, in third down, and they were able to sustain drives. Now they had more third and short situations. I think there were five third and one, third and two, fourth and two, you know, that they scored on. And they were able to make some plays on third down, which enabled them to move the chains and sustain drives. But, you know, the play that hurt us the most, I think, was, you know, the two-minute situation there at the end of the half, you know, where we gave up the big play, you know, because if all of a sudden we go in 31-3 at half, it's totally different than them being able to score at the end of the half, take that momentum in, and then get the ball, and then they had an extended drive, which ended up on that fourth and two touchdown, you know, the first drive of the second half. And so we ended up, I think, having what I considered three real legitimate opportunities for interceptions that we didn't convert. And in a game like that, when you have those opportunities, you have to convert those into takeaways. You know, we had the one by Demaryius, but then we had three others that, you know, we had a legitimate chance. We had, you know, the ball hit us in the hand. So that's something we've always done here. You know, I mean, we've been a pretty good takeaway team, and we've just got to find a way to convert those, you know, into our favor.
Hey, Dom, in 2009, when you got here, I know you set out to really improve the run defense. I remember you saying that's the first thing we have to do, and you did it by the end of that year. You know, we obviously where you ended up. Was that a similar focus this offseason, or was it not as high a priority?
Well, it's been, you know, the last couple years. You know, we've talked in here about, I felt last year our percentage of run wins was like it was in that first year or two. And the first year was our best run defense. Obviously, I think, you know, we led the league and set a Packers record, you know, that first year. But we struggled early in the year that year. You remember that Cincinnati came in here in like the second game, and we had a hard time stopping them. And so we're off to a good start there. You know, their long run was 9 yards, and we've limited the long runs, which has been as much emphasis as anything, because a year ago, if we'd have limited the long runs, we would have been, you know, a top run defense. But that's what got us a year ago.
To follow up on Rob's question, with as much nickel defense as you play now, what has allowed you to stop the run out of that formation? And because of how much you play nickel, has that changed the way you train your guys to stop the run at all?
Well, our outside guys are doing a good job. You know, I think we've got some physical guys there. You know, guys, you know, Nick Perry. You know, we didn't have Dayton yesterday. You know, Julius Peppers. I mean, those are bigger guys that can attack that we feel should be good matchups on tight ends. And quite frankly, you know, against tackles, you know, because those guys play physical, you know. Mike Daniels gives us a good physical presence inside. And so, you know, we've had more negative runs, you know, in the first three games than we normally have around here. So we have to keep that element of it going, because if you can get a negative run and now all of a sudden the down and distance is in your favor, you know, you can do whatever you want, okay, on the next down, basically, whether you want to cover or you want to pressure.
Yesterday. What do you think the key is to that, though? I didn't get the sense that you gave us too much on why you thought it was happening more.
I think our big guys, especially on the outside, have been attacking and knocking people back. So it's hard if you're pulling the lineman or whatever, if you can get an inverted line of scrimmage. That happened on the goal line play with Mike Daniels. You know, his penetration where he knocked the guard back, and they were trying to bring a tight end and a guard from the opposite side, and there was a pile of bodies, basically. So on that play, Mike Daniels used up three blocks and made the tackle, because those two guys coming back were assigned to block people on the other side of the line of scrimmage, you know, on the other side of the play.
So that's just an extreme example of what you're seeing.
Correct. Yes.
Dom, how do you think you played in that zone coverage? Stafford was talking about they really wanted to attack the boundaries, and they were able to get the receivers behind the corner releasing and in front of the safety arriving. How do you think you played?
Yeah, he did a nice job of that, you know, because we were rolling the corner up some, and your safety has to come over the top, and your corner has to be a coordinated effort, you know, where you're cushioning that corner, and you're always trying to make them dump the ball down and have zone eyes and break on the ball. But he recognized it a couple times and threw the ball into the hole two or three times. And guys have strong arms like that. You know, there's not much margin for error, you know, if they recognize it early. They did a good job on that.
Growing pains for like Hawkins and Bryce in recognition and handling that, you think?
Yes, you know, I think with all of our guys, really. You know, I mean, you're facing a good pass offense. Those receivers are schooled on avoiding collision. You know, you've got, it's a coordination with the kind of pass rush we're getting up front, okay, being able to collision and disrupt those receivers. And if you don't get a collision on them, you know, those guys that have the arm strength to put the ball on that boundary. You saw a couple of them. It was a bam-bam play, you know, where it was on the sideline, and, you know, they got 2 feet in.
I realize it's only week three, but because your run defense has been so good, is it a big problem? Are you giving up a lot of passing yards? I'm thinking, if you look at the schedule coming up, you're going to be facing a lot of quarterbacks like Stafford, who are really good quarterbacks. You've got to get that short up.
No question. And probably in years past, all right, you know, just vice versa. But, you know, when you're playing as many young guys as we're playing right now, I think that you'll see us get better. I think that we'll improve as we go along. Some of those guys are seeing things for the first time. We had an awful lot of young guys on that field yesterday. So, you know, you're going against a veteran quarterback and a lot of skill. And our guys will improve from their experience yesterday.
You ever had to play that many young guys this early?
I'd have to go back a long ways. I don't think so. But we knew going in. I mean, you know, all you had to do is look at the inactive list. There were five defensive starters on there.
Interception yesterday. What do you make of the last 2 weeks for Demaryius Randall?
It's life for a corner in the NFL. You know, the thing I was proud of Demaryius yesterday is you saw they threw the fade, and he was right there, and the receiver made the play, but then he came back a play or two later and stole the ball off of him. And that's what you have to do. You have to have that kind of temperament, that kind of attitude. You can't let you're not going to make every play. They're going to get some plays in there on you, you know, as a corner especially. You got to find a way to come back and make your plays. You know, he did that almost back-to-back.
Now, what kind of strides did you see with Kyler Fackrell over this last month from, you know, maybe from Kansas City on to the way he's playing?
Yeah, he's done a nice job of improving every week, I think. And you saw his pass rush yesterday, you know, when he had the sack. you know, he's one of those guys. He's a young guy that applies himself, and he's gotten more opportunities, you know, each week. Yesterday, you know, had the most because of Clay and Dayton being out. So Kyler and Dayton, you know, was back, or Jerome was back, fortunately, and Kyler took advantage of his opportunities yesterday. I think he's making progress.
How about Gunter? I'm not sure either. He didn't stand out to me during training camp, but he's been a godsend, I think, for you guys, hasn't he?
He probably played the best of our group there yesterday in terms of, you know, I thought he did a nice job in his press coverage, played very good technique, you know, got his hands on the receivers, and did a good job. You saw him break on one where we had the corner rolled up, and they threw the ball to the back, you know, on the flare route, and he broke and made a nice tackle, which, you know, those backs yesterday, you know, have some quickness, and you get one-on-one with them, you know, it's pretty tough matchups. But he, I thought he did a very good job yesterday, you know. He had the chance for the one interception there down the end zone, you know, which he was in good position, you know, he just didn't come up with the ball. But, you know, I think he's like all these young guys, you know, the more they play, the better they get. And, you know, we had a lot of them out there yesterday.
Two markers.
We saw Joe Thomas and Nickel more than we had the last couple games. Is that purely a product of Blake's nose, or did Joe earn some more playing time?
A little bit of both. You know, I mean, we went through the game, all right. Joe was out a little bit during the course of the game, and then he was able to come back, and then Blake was out, you know, with the nose. So fortunately, you know, when one of those guys went out, the other guy was able and ready to go in. But Joe, you know, when you're facing against backs like they have, all right, that are one-on-one quick guys, and they're always looking to try to get your backers one-on-one, you'll see Joe in there probably a little bit more on first and second down. You know, he's been playing third down for us, but you'll see him in there a little bit more on first and second down.
I know you and Mike have talked a lot about Nick Perry being healthy, being a difference. But is it really as simple as that, or is there anything more to it? I mean, he's been...
Yeah, Nick's off to his best start, you know, since he's been here. He's playing very physical on the run. He's a big part of our run defense because he's strong, you know, and he can really set the edge. And as you saw yesterday, he ended up with two sacks. I mean, he's rushing the passer well. And we needed Nick to step up yesterday. You know, when Clay and Dayton, you know, aren't available to you, you know, Nick and Kyler Fackrell stepped up, gave us good pressure.
What's enabled him to be productive? I mean, I think he's probably getting close to his career high already in sacks.
Well, I think it's a combination of he's been around here for a while. For the first time since he's been here, he's been able to go through a full off-season program, you know, not having some type of surgery or something, missing the off-season. And he's been able to get his repetitions on the practice field, and I think you can see the experience and the full off-season to where now he can go out and use his talents because he's a talented guy in terms of being able to rush with either strength, and he's got a couple subtle moves that you know, when he gets those guys moving back that he uses, that's very effective.